IU alumnus Philip Carley has an unusual job title for the 21st century. He's a silent movie accompanist. He recently made a return visit to Bloomington to play piano accompaniment for two silent films at the IU Cinema and for a Victorian magic lantern show at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Carley sat down at the piano for WFIU's Adam Schwartz to give a behind-the-scenes look at the tools of his trade, how he creates an emotional bridge between a movie and the audience, the technique of staying one step ahead of the film, and other aspects of the art of silent film accompaniment.
Philip Carley was 13 years old when he first accompanied a silent movie on the piano before an audience. The audience consisted of two people.
A friend of mine who was projecting and his sister who was going to drive us home. And I just did it to see if I could do it.
He could. The IU Music School alumnus is now known internationally as a silent film accompanist. He performs at silent film festivals, teaches masterclasses, and records music for silent movie soundtracks.
What I do is I tour and educate as a silent film accompanist. I try to play with a historically informed style and an awareness of the film in front of me. And I tour throughout the world doing this.
Carley has the two traits a silent film accompanist must have: prodigious musical skills and a willingness to let the film get the attention.
Some musicians take it as an excuse to show more of themselves than the film. And the way I always look at it is the music is a support and a complement to the film with the object of making a link between the audience and the film.
Unlike modern movie composers who record music from a written score, Carley improvises as he plays. But rather than improvise as you might expect, along with the action, he plays ahead of it.
Improvisation for the film is not just a matter of playing along with what you've got. You actually have to assess what's coming up before you play it, so that if you're ahead of the film, you're actually playing with the film. But if you actually play with the film, you are behind the film.
When he performs, he splits his attention between the events on screen and the audience's mood.
I take a lot of my cueing from the audience. Any performer can sense what the audience is like. How are they responding to the film? You can sense electricity or dislike even. I've played a couple of films to an audience that really hated the film, and it's like swimming through lead.
He often has to accompany a film he's never even seen. When that happens, he researches the movie beforehand and makes an educated guess about its plot.
I do it like playing a racing form. Who's the director? Who's in the film? What country is it from? What year? I can usually guess, to a certain degree, what the film's going to be like in terms of pacing, scenic design, and acting aesthetic, just from a little bit of information.
Carley's biggest fear is that he'll repeat himself, so he works to make each performance different. Even so, he relies on certain musical tropes. For a scene of forbidden love, he'll add a layer of musical tension.
If you know somebody is coming in, or you can guess that somebody is coming in, you start to shade a little bit to add some tension. So it's a...
A chase scene in a drama demands rapid triplets. While a chase scene in a comedy calls for ragtime style.
At its best, when you have a really good film and you feel like you've clicked into the groove and really are partnering well, it's an enormous exhilaration to play for silent films. It just feels wonderful. It's accompanying, it's dancing with a wonderful partner.
Some 80 years ago, the advent of sound movies was thought to be the death knell for the silent cinema. But today, the public's interest in silent movies runs high, fueled in part by easy access to silent films on DVD and the internet. And as long as there are musicians like Philip Carley dedicating themselves to the silent cinema, the art form will remain vital in the 21st century. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
You can see an example of Philip Carley accompanying an early Edison film on our website, wfiu.org/arts.